Just how would you assess that for a first outing of the spring?
Overall assessment, I'd say it was pretty good. It's a lot easier to pitch when your team's up 7-0. Now I had a lot of adrenaline coming in, you know, new team, a lot of good nervous energy, if that's such a thing, because I want to perform well and show the team what I got. And I felt that I, outside of the one pitch to Story, that I just didn't get in enough, thought the overall performance was good. Me and Austin Allen had a great game plan before we started and treated it like a normal day start. And then the offense showed up, and then, you know, great plays by Chad over at third. So just overall, it just felt really good just to be pitching again.
Martin.
Hey, Cole. How are you viewing your situation this spring, just coming into a new team, kind of getting a fresh start here? What are you kind of hoping to accomplish here in spring?
Well, you know, it's easy. The goal is to make the opening day roster. You know, that's kind of what I set out for when I was with the old team. And now that I'm with Oakland, I just want to take advantage of all the opportunities they give me. And I'm excited to wear the green and gold again, being a former Duck. So that kind of adds a little confidence to it. It's kind of odd, but I feel really comfortable in these colors. And, you know, I just want to be able to perform well and show them what I can do, show that I can pitch. You know, I can mix speeds with my fastball, be able to execute good changeups, sliders, curveballs, and just kind of show them that I'm not going to be trying to blow off doors. I'm going to be trying to outthink and outpitch the opponent. And that's how I've been, and that's how I'm going to continue to do, and not get away from being myself.
Manolo.
Hey, Cole, welcome to our humble side of the world here. Cole, we talk a lot about you with Bob and with Scott, and they were saying that, you know, you're four man, you have four pitches because you have had some experience as a starter. Is something that you're looking forward to, maybe, you know, getting extended to have another opportunity as a starter, or you like being a reliever?
You know, I'm thankful for any opportunity that I'm given to pitch in the big leagues, first and foremost. But, you know, the ability to pitch out of the bullpen hasn't been something that I've had found very much success with, and that's as honest as I can be. So came in this year, whatever role they decide to give me, I'm going to be ready to go and prepared. But, you know, most of my innings are under my belt, whether that's minor leagues or, you know, in half my big league innings or as a starter. So I'm hoping that, you know, obviously we have a great starting rotation as is already. And so, you know, my job is to pitch well and be prepared for whenever, whatever the team decides to do. That's obviously not up to me. All I can do is perform and be ready to pitch every fifth day. And then if they decide to move me into a one inning, two inning, you know, flex role, just be ready for it. And again, that's not my decision. That's theirs. And again, my job is to throw strikes and get as many outs as I can and get us back in the dugout to hit. As you see today, we can do a lot of.
Jess.
Hey, Cole, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You said you want to pitch. When you pitch, you don't want to get away from yourself. So how imperative is that to your overall process?
Smiling, you're going to see me smiling. You're going to see me doing a little bit of, not bad dancing. I'm not going to get outside of my little bubble, but I'm going to have fun. Something that's just I've always had success with in the past is just being myself and enjoying the moment, enjoying who I'm working with behind the plate and the guys that are behind me on the field, making sure we're minding each other that we're having fun. It's a game. And at the same time, be ready to do my job. And, you know, this offseason, I was really pissed off with just my overall performance in the big leagues the past year, and the lack of opportunity that I didn't allow myself to have because of my inability to just be myself. And so this offseason, I was working off pissed off. I got a quite a few innings under my belt when season ended, and then kind of took a short break, stayed throwing, and then just haven't lost too much of that rhythm from last year when I made some adjustments to make me the pitcher you guys saw today.
Thank you. Shayna?
What kind of adjustments were you able to make in the off season? Sorry.
Yeah, they were simple. Right before camp broke in Lehigh Valley at our alternate site, I moved over to the opposite side of the rubber, allowed me to use my sinker a lot more, allowed my changeup, which is arguably my best pitch, off my fastball. It allowed me to mix speeds a lot better and be able to work my sinker into right-handed hitters. And then on top of that, just being able to execute my slider a little bit easier. It wasn't as much of a challenge to get it to my glove side. And then in terms of my weight program, I made sure that I lost some fat. I was a little heavy last year, and I'm feeling really confident and really good this season. And I'm really excited just for the opportunity that Oakland's allowed me to have. And this is going to be a lot of fun this year.
Okay. Thank you, Cole.
Thanks, Cole.